Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
538.com reports that Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 86.8% of the time. In November, he voted with Trump on November 2nd to eliminate the independent board tasked with keeping Medicare costs below limits. On November 14th, he voted with Trump to reauthorize the National Flood Insurance Program. And on November 16th, he voted against Donald Trump's position and voted against overhauling the tax code.
Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. At an appearance in Hudson on Tuesday, November the 21st, U.S. Representative John Faso said his no vote on the recently passed House of Representatives tax reform legislation was not a tough decision because the bill was not right for the 19th congressional district. Faso was speaking at a roundtable discussion about the tax reform bill with the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce. He said, and I quote, "The Republican leadership attempted to persuade me. I did not get a pass from them," end quote. Faso said his vote mostly hinged on the total elimination of itemized deductions for state and local income, property, and general sales taxes. He was one of 13 Republicans that voted against the bill. Chamber members talked to the congressman for nearly an hour before the press arrived. Moody reports that the roundtable, and I quote, "was sold as an event open to the press that started at 10:30 a.m. and ran until 11:30 a.m., but the event started at 9:30 a.m. to the confusion of the press who arrived to find the whole show was finished," end quote. Faso's chief of staff apologized from Washington. He said, and I quote, "there was confusion about the start of the roundtable and the mistake was made," end quote. The event was not included on the Kinderhook Republicans' public schedule, nor was it posted to the chamber's online calendar of events. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.
Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that former Representative Maurice Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties who represented parts of the Hudson Valley and Catskill south of the WGXC listening area, died November 22nd at the age of 79. Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, who represents much of Hinchey's old district, announced the news in a statement saying that Hinchey was, quote, "a fierce defender of the environment," quote, unquote, who, quote, "left an important mark on New York State from his years as chairman of the Committee on Environmental Conservation. I served with Maurice in the State Assembly and knew him to be an articulate and dedicated proponent of the causes he believed in and people he served," unquote. Hinchey had not publicly spoken in a long time, as a rare brain disorder caused Parkinson's-like symptoms and a loss of speech, his family revealed earlier in the year. Hinchey was in the State Assembly from 1975 until 1992, and then was elected to Congress, serving there until 2013. He is one of the first representatives to oppose the war in Iraq, but will always be best known for his environmental efforts, including efforts to rid the Hudson River of PCBs. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union.
Representative John Faso was also on National Public Radio last weekend. Let's hear a bit of his discussion with NPR's Scott Simon.
You were publicly undecided about your vote, saying you liked some features, didn't like others. What made up your mind?
Well, at the end of the day, I was hopeful that we could get further change in the repeal of the state income tax deduction under this legislation. And unfortunately, that was not to be. So I feel strongly that 114 years of tax policy has said we do not double tax the income that people have to pay in taxes to their state or local government. And I think that that's a significant flaw here. And it will wind up in states like New York, which regrettably is a high tax state. I fear what it will do is accelerate the existing trend of successful people and their businesses leaving New York. It's already happening. And if you take away this deductibility, it'll accelerate it.
A couple of other New York State Republicans also voted against the bill. And is that because the sales tax is 8.82%? That's among the top 10 in the country.
Not the sales tax. This is really focused on the income tax.
Income tax, I believe, is that percentage.
Yes. Income tax is actually close to 9% for the top level. And if you're in New York City, add almost another 4% on top of that.
Yeah.
So that's going to become a really big burden for people looking at if you're in a financial business, for instance, just unplug your Bloomberg terminal and go to Austin or Fort Lauderdale or Charlotte, some other lower tax state, and you can significantly raise your income.
Well, at the same time, Representative, were you comfortable with getting rid of the deduction for medical expenses? Because we a lot of news organizations have been reporting about how hard that would hit a number of families with major medical problems.
No, I'm not. It's not in the Senate bill. They maintain that deduction. Frankly, I'm hopeful that that can be maintained. But I met with residents of a continuing care retirement community in my district down in Ulster County just yesterday. And part of the entire financial framework of those communities are the likely or the ability to deduct the medical expenses that they have. Remember, you have to have 10% adjusted gross income. Your medical expenses must equal at least 10% of your adjusted gross income in order to make that deduction. And that's so that's a significant amount for people, and now that would potentially be taken away as well.
Do you feel, Congressman, that the leaders of your party aren't listening to you when you make these arguments?
Well, they actually worked with us. Kevin Brady, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, was under a lot of fiscal constraint because they've chosen to do this tax cut bill through a budget reconciliation process, which candidly causes you to be twisted into a pretzel trying to conform the fiscal ramifications of that tax cut over a 10-year period to very strict financial guideposts. And it's very difficult to fit this tax reform into this reconciliation. So that's one flaw, I think, in this process.
Do you have any concern in the 45 seconds we have left about what happens to the brand of the Republican Party if they can't get such a signature issue passed?
Well, I'll let the pundits like you talk about that. My concern is
I interview pundits. I'm not a pundit, but go ahead, sir.
Well, you're closer to a pundit than I am. But I would say this. We as Republicans should stand up for federalism. We should stand for lower taxes, improving our economy, getting faster economic growth. That's the overriding goal of this tax reform plan. Unfortunately, it didn't meet all the tests that I need in order to vote for it, because, frankly, I'm not going to have my constituents in New York become collateral damage just because New York State has high taxes in this federal tax reform process.
Congressman John Faso, no pundit. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That was Representative John Faso speaking on National Public Radio last weekend about his vote against the House plan last week to change the tax system.